Blog Talk Radio.
There ain't no practice runs in life. That's right. This is not a test. It's the
real thing.
And we are celebrating 500 years of Reformation
Whoa,
today.
Fancy. Kiki.
And what better place to do it than live from Cross Lutheran
Church
and School. Oh, yeah.
Real people. It's real people.
It's not our little fake 13-second clapping clip that we use and tell people we have a live studio. We really have a live studio audience.
We're not
today.
Bluffing this
we're
time.
We're not bluffing this time. We wouldn't lie in the company of our amazing guests today. But we're right back where we started.
Whoa.
Right back
throwback.
Here in the conference room. It's Throwback Thursday, literally.
Whoa.
Here at Cross Lutheran Church and School. All right. Hey, our guest today, who better to talk to about the Reformation than Pastor Don Fraker of Cross Lutheran Church and School? All right. Pastor Fraker, 500 years ago this month, Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the castle door in Wittenberg, Germany.
I'm glad I didn't have to memorize those.
Yeah. Tell us how it changed the world.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you for coming over here, and thanks, everybody, for being such a great audience. And I think donuts will always have something to do with that.
Yay!
20 years ago, in 1997, Life magazine did a special edition on the most important, 100 most important things to happen in the last 1,000 years, and the also the most 100 most influential people. The Reformation, the nailing of the 95 Theses, is number 3. In 100 things that happened in 1,000 years, Luther's nailing the 95 Theses to the door, number 3. And of the 100 most influential people, Luther listed also number 3. So, not only about truth of the gospel, the truth about Jesus Christ, but also just the impact that that had in civilization. His book, his translation of the scriptures, in the just the philosophy, the concept of education and people growing, being able to learn in their homes, the development of language, and so on. That was not certainly political as well, political and religious impact. But what Luther was about then, and what we continue to be about now, is truth. The truth of Jesus, the truth of the gospel, the truth of the word of God. And it was he was used by God to get the attention of the church back onto that.
It's like knowing how people way back then would be so blown away by what we have now, how do you think Martin Luther would react to the Christian church today?
I don't have a clue. What I think Luther would be about is, rather than a criticism, that would be my own review or criticism, and so I'm not interested in doing that. What I am interested in doing is that which Luther was instrumental to and focused on and constant in doing, and that is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's the gospel message. It cannot be watered down. And he really just didn't have a whole lot of patience for anybody that was going to try to water it down, change it, ignore it, distract, or detract from it. So what he would be about, I think, today would be about saying, it's still about the truth. And it's still about Jesus. And that's where we've got to be going.
You think you'd be surprised at people running around with Cross Lutheran hoodies on all the time? I still
yeah.
have mine.
Yeah, I think so. And yesterday in our chapel, the fourth grade led the chapel, and they reminded us that Luther was saying, "My word for the followers of Christ would be Christian." It was not his desire, it was not his intention to start a Lutheran church, something named after him. He was always pointing back to the word, always pointing to Christ. So he was not impressed, nor was he pleased with a church named after him.
As Christians in the Reformed Church, what do we all need to do to make sure that 500 years from now, even Kiki will be older, probably gone by then.
I'll be retired.
What do we have to do to make sure that we're celebrating this 500 years from now?
Well, I think that which caused Luther to be number three in the 100 most influential, and the Reformation to be number three in the last 1,000 years, is our marching orders. And that is, here's God's Word in its truth and purity, and our focus on it, stand upon it, and our bold and faithful proclamation of it. It's about the Word of God, and it's the church, it's Christ's church, not Luther's, not mine, not anybody else's, but the Lord Jesus. He's the head of the church. And as he said in Matthew 16, the gates of hell are not going to be able to prevail against it. So what needs to happen so that the church continues is that the church continues to be the church, with Christ at its head, with his word proclaimed, and being faithful to that.
It's like, we all know that you're doing a special 500 years of Reformation service this Sunday here.
Right.
And what are some special things that you're going to be doing in that service?
I'm going to have a 500-minute sermon.
Oh, have fun with that.
I'll bring a lunch.
We're going to sing 500 songs.
Oh, wow.
We are going to limit the congregation to 500 people.
Show up early, kids.
Anyway, we've got some special music, certainly. We are going to do that which we always do. It's the divine service, and that means the divine, God himself, is coming to serve us. In his word and his sacraments, he comes to us. So we gather to do that which we've always done. But we will dress up this service a bit in terms of some special music. The local New Braunfels community German choir is going to be there and sing. And we're going to have some other special groups, some of the other music groups from Cross. So singing of Luther hymns and things that he wrote. And so it's just going to be a special day. Then after the service, we've had a Reformation committee that's been working for a year on all kinds of ways to remind us of this celebration. And they are providing some German meat, some German main dish, and then folks who are... And they're going to... Then the congregation, everybody that's coming, is bringing side dishes and desserts. So we'll have a meal, potluck.
Famous Cross Lutheran potluck.
Yes, I don't think Luther invented the potluck, but it probably came around not long after him.
The church might have perfected it, though.
Yep. And then...
And one service, correct?
One service. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then...
You can sleep in a little bit. You don't have to wait till 9.
That's true. And then also the committee has put together a program. I think it's an under 30-minute program. 6 little vignettes on the life and times of Martin Luther. We will be visited by Martin and Katie Luther themselves.
Oh, wow.
And also a printer. I don't remember his name. It's not the guy that invented the printing press, but another one. He's going to be there, and it's going to be a fun time of fellowship in our fellowship center, and it's just going to be a great day and great celebration.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm just curious, when I was a kid, my brother and I were altar boys in the Catholic Church, and we would love to be in those big services, midnight mass, Easter Sunday. Who got the acolyte duty for the 10 o'clock service? Do we know? Gino, do you know?
I think Allie did, and I'm doing it for her this week.
Sure. Call her out right in front of
her.
Did anybody get the license plate of the bus that Gina just tossed baby grandpa under? All right. Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. I'll be here on Sunday. But before we go, any final thoughts? 500 years. It is an amazing thing to think about. When I first walked down the hallway here 11 years ago to put my son in school here,
there were no lockers here.
There were a lot of things that were. The church wasn't even here. Kiki's family is starting a new church, and you just see the building continues, and it's a trajectory that we're on. It's like we're running a relay race, and we just keep passing the baton on to the next generation of Christians.
There's no doubt about it. And through it all, once again, Luther in A Mighty Fortress, the final verse of that hymn is, "The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side." And so no matter what happens, the kingdom remains ours. And that's always our focus, but it's a special focus on this celebration day.
And Kiki's going to tell you what all of our guests appearing live on the Christcast get. Tell them,
they
Kiki.
They get one free beverage from On the Grind, and they get a gift card from Chick-fil-A.
All right. Give her a pass the right now. All right.
Thank you. When I said On the Grind, I just heard, ooh, just so long.
I saw Mark Parmalee, the owner of On the Grind at HEB the other day. So
he's a very nice guy,
loves the support we give him here at the Christcast. Now, our special guest here, Middle Jeffers, Kendall Jeffers, is going to draw some names. Our first,
you're going to draw them, all right? You have the
games
on, you get authority.
For the first winner is going to get Be Our Guest. I think that's the password to the Wi-Fi. Be Our Guest, your choice, our treat, Chick-fil-A sandwich, Chick-fil-A nugget 8-count.
You get one of the two.
And you have to go to Chick-fil-A at
West Point Village.
You get a Chick-fil-A at West Point Village. So get in there and pick there, Kendall. If you want to mix them up, yes.
Like,
it is a live show. So.
Okay. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Devin, all right. The professor. I can't believe you're in eighth grade. All right, our next winner is also going to get a free coffee from On the Grind. Go ahead.
You guys don't need coffee.
Oh, you get hot chocolate. All right, you get something decaffeinated.
They don't have any of that there.
Andrew, all right. Way to go, Andrew. I didn't even know you were in eighth grade until yesterday. Hey, now, and the last thing is actually, who likes pizza? All right, good. This is a $15 gift card to New York Pizza Pub. Make it happen, Kendall.
Fancy.
This is a really nice one. Yeah, Losi is like,
don't be biased.
She knows hers is at the bottom. That's why she's digging in there.
No.
Gina.
All right. Gina Cesaro. And let's give a big round of applause for Miss Leto for bringing y'all in here today. All right. And we hope everyone gets out. You don't have to be Lutheran to come to the service this Sunday. I've been coming for 10 years. They let me in every week. So I can tell you that you don't have to be Lutheran.
That's correct. Everyone's always welcome.
Everybody's welcome. 10 o'clock a.m. Ante Meridian. My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And to God be the
glory.
There ain't no practice runs in life. This is not a test.